Blog Talk Radio.
Stuck here on this highway, in a river of red light, for at least another mile. There's no relief in sight, feeling all alone, but from the radio comes a singer to remind me something I already know.
In this moment you are here with me, in this moment you are closer.
Tonight we'll be talking about your plans to make 2011 a better year. And without further ado, here's our host, Wild Bill.
Well, hello, Starla. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I was just thinking, I heard a joke today. It reminded me so much of my late grandmother and has a lot of the jokes that she used to tell. It was a little bit off color, but not really bad. And I thought about sharing it with everyone on the show here tonight, but I think I'll pass on that and just have it as sort of an inside thing to sort of just kick back and remember Granny, what a kick she would have got out of something like that. But it is so hard for me to believe that it's a year ago that we did our show on New Year's resolutions at the beginning of 2010. And we made it a little bit too complicated. We went to our fan base page on Facebook, and asked everyone to post their New Year's resolution and give us updates on how they were doing with it. And for those that completed that all the way through, gave us the updates and let us know whether they passed or failed in their New Year's resolution, then they was going to get an award at the end of that. And I had several people that started, you know, by posting something about what their New Year's resolution was. And I had a couple of people that came back and did, a couple weeks later, did a light follow-up. And then nobody came back after that. So I think that's sort of the way New Year's resolutions usually fall. It's something that sounds like a great idea at the first of the year to try to plan for, you know, what you're going to do different, better, and all those things. And then the reality of it trying to fit in with your life, and we got certain things that we put in place as far as our what we do with our time and, you know, what's important to us. And, you know, we just, the things that are not normal to that, it's very hard to try to break a habit to start a new habit. And speaking for myself, I can tell you my goal last year was to lose over 100 pounds, and I think last year I gained about 30 pounds. So, woohoo! Bill did really good in 2010 on his New Year's resolution. But one of the things I decided to do this year to make it a little bit less complicated and a little bit better for everyone, as many of you know, I own a supplement website called alert1supplements.com, and that's the word alert, the number one, supplements.com. And I got started doing that because I had a son that played sports in school, and I was trying to find something I could do around here to help all the parents out on saving money and getting the best supplements possible. And so it kind of grew from that to where, with me getting set up to where I could buy from all these different companies, that we just expanded that into a website where we sell nothing but first-quality supplements. We never offer the store returns or the salvage product that most websites offer. And I said all that to mention that tonight we're going to do something different on the show, and we're going to do this for a while. We're going to, everyone that calls in and makes a comment tonight, Starla's going to contact you where it won't be on the air after you make your statement, whether it's a question or a comment or whatever on the topic tonight, then we're going to send you a sample of a supplement that you can try. And to sort of give you some examples tonight, we're looking at a new product line from BPI. I have a product called RX6. It's a weight loss supplement, very, very strong. And then I know a lot of people do the drinks where they add, you know, this little pre-mixed package where you add it to a bottle of water, and we have several different one of those. We got, you know, some with green tea. We got some set up for energy. Some are set up for weight loss. Some are set up to give you your daily supply of nutrients, kind of like eating a salad in a drink. And so we're going to be giving those to people tonight that call into the show, and we're going to try to continue to do that on some upcoming shows as well. And try to encourage more people to speak, and for people to share, you know, this show with other people. Like, hey, you know, nothing else, call on here and take advantage of that. And also, until the end of January, if you use the words New Year as one word on our website, and that's alert, the number one, supplements.com, and you can, you know, email us or whatever, we can get that to you later if you don't catch it on the show, or you can listen to the archives. If you put in the word New Year for coupon code, that's going to give you 10% off of everything that you purchase from that website. And with all that being said and out of the way, what brought up this topic of looking at what we're going to do with our New Year was I wanted to look back at 2010. And I don't know about a lot of you, but my wife would tell you that I live in the past a lot. But I really don't live there. What I do is I try to look back at all the things that I had planned to do, all the things that just sort of slipped away, and the things that actually happened, to take stock of what I need to do to make things different. And there are some things we can't make different. You know, we've all lost family members that's, you know, done passed on without us, and that's just part of the cycle of life, and we have to go through our grieving process with that. And, you know, it's just part of living. And then I don't know about the rest of you, but there's a lot of things that you would think, as long as I've been around church and the Bible and teaching and some fantastic teachers, that I would really have some things down pat spiritually in my life. And I can tell you that some things I should remember, I forget. And some of the things I should forget, I remember. And this just, I look back, and one of the lessons that this year I was looking at that I failed so miserably on last year is waiting on God. And the other part of that is actually praying specific things. My wife points that out to me a lot. I'm like, you know, I pray, Lord, your will. You know, but the Bible says we have not because we ask not. And that's very powerful when you realize that not just, you know, when Jesus died on the cross and in the tabernacle, the veil was rent, and all of a sudden there was no separation between man and God. We didn't have to go through a priesthood to be able to put our cares and concerns on the altar before God. We were able to go directly to the mercy seat and to the altar and lay all of our cares there. And so many times that we don't realize the value that God has placed on us, that he wants us to do that, that it's something that he made a special preparation for us to be able to go to him with all of our cares and troubles and our wants. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to get everything. I say it a lot. I don't believe God is an ATM machine of blessings that pours out everything exactly like you want it to happen. And on the other side of that is, I do believe that he is a God of blessings. And there's several of them in the Bible you can read that's promised to his people. On the other side of that, I do believe that we have some accountability to get into a position to where we can take advantage of those blessings. But looking at the year 2011, well, the first thing that came to my mind was, I can remember, does the words Y2K, does that remind you of anything? Do you remember when all of our computers were going to crash, supposedly, when the calendar rolled over to 2000 and they weren't sure if medical machinery was going to work, and there was Y2K, you know, proven programs that they thought would work? And now, does it seem possible that we're already at 2011? I mean, I don't know about you, but that just blows my mind. I'm like, where did that time go? And but looking future with that, there's some, I won't say New Year's resolutions, but there are some things that I want to keep working on from last year. I do want to learn. I'm in a situation right now where mathematically I cannot make a living at the job that I have right now. And once again, I have a job to where that the hours I work makes it impossible for me to do anything else. And I'm reminded of what a friend of mine, Brother Russell Henson, said. We were laughing one day. Said if we had known life was going to be this hard when we got older, that we'd have took better care of ourselves. And I can totally relate to that, because I have abused this body, staying up way past bedtimes 2 or 3 days at a time, and just, you know, I just had to go, just always. You know, everything had to be right now. There was no tomorrow, and that's part of my personality. That's part of how I am. I get an idea to do something, and, buddy, if there's any way possible, I'm going to do it. And I'm surprised Starla didn't come up with an amen on that. But anyway, it's part of who I am. But this last year, I'm trying to learn not to lean on my understanding and not to lean on the things that look like it makes sense to what I'm supposed to be doing, and try to wait, not do this instant jump thing. Today when I was going through some financial things, I was, you know, wanted to go into panic mode. Panic mode says how I can make more money out there on the road, you know, being gone again. But then I have to go back and remember how it all fell into place for me to get the job that I have right now. And God is aware of my finances. He's aware of my income. He's aware of my outgo. And so some of this, I have to be a little bit more prudent with my spending. And me and Starla has already talked about some things there to where we can try to cut back a little bit. But also, trusting God is not something that you just say you do. God wants it to be where we really trust him. And he puts us in those situations to where we have to do that. And it's part of a test. And I have failed that test many, many times in my life. of not waiting on God, of wanting to do things my own way. And I know that this is not a real inspirational topic to many of you, but for me it is very inspirational, because anything that makes you better, anything that you put yourself, as I say, before the mirror and you take a look at yourself, makes you a better person. I love what Joy said last week about they're going to do the plan of paying it forward and to try to be something to somebody else. You know, when something good falls their way, they're going to pass it forward to someone else and in return ask those people to do the same thing. And that's powerful. You know, we brought up the fact that there's many people that abuse, you know, the system. There's, you know, we had a thing here where there was someone in Nashville, Tennessee that stabbed somebody for getting on his corner, and they found out this man owned a Mercedes or a BMW, I don't remember what now, and owned one of the finest houses in one of the most affluent counties around here in Williamson County, Tennessee. And actually, I think it was in Brentwood. And, you know, he had this huge home. This man was not poor at all, but he would, you know, sit there and do that. And there's going to be people that abuse everything. And I think that's one of the things where it talks about in the Bible about not judging. It's real easy to want to judge other people. It's real easy to want to judge what someone, what they're thinking or what they're feeling or what their reaction is going to be to it. And like Joy said, many times I've done things and been a little disappointed when they didn't give me an attaboy or a pat on the back, or when there wasn't trumpets, you know, blowing in the background, because, wow, look what Bill did. You know, we get certain expectations of where we want our blessings to be in our work. And that's one of those things that you have to soul search and look into. But I think that's very powerful what Joy was talking about doing, about going out and on a regular basis, seeing someone in need and then filling that need as you can. And you can't do everything, but there is something you can do. And I've done rattled on here for about 15 minutes, about 10 minutes longer than what I meant to do so. So what we're going to do right now is I want people to come on here and share their thoughts of what they plan on doing for this year different, and maybe share some scripture on it or just some thoughts or New Year's resolutions. And the very first person that calls in, they are going to get a product from, wow, I can't even pronounce it, ACAI, ASEA. It's a drink product that you take and you mix in water, and it's a product that's designed to give you natural energy boost. And it's a tropical punch flavor. So come on, the very first person that comes in here and raises their hand, they're going to be given this product right here. So who's it going to be? Who's going to be the person to get it? Nobody, Starla?
Well, don't all raise your hands at once. Oh, we got one. I believe it's your little sister. Hello, Joy.
Hey, how are y'all? I tried to wait and give some of those shy people a chance to be. But I'll definitely take that. That sounds good. And I liked a lot of what you were saying, too, especially stuff about how brilliant I am. But I don't think this is not dwelling in the past or holding on to the past. When you're really trying to take an inventory of what you've done, that's living an examined life, and that's a good thing. There's lots of power in that. I think it's important to
do
it.
As long as you make changes, there is. But I have a tendency to repeat the same things over and over, so it does make a living in the past for me. I make the same mistakes time and time again.
Yeah, well,
and I'm sure I'm probably the only one that does that.
No, I think that's definitely, we all have sort of patterns that we find ourselves slipping back into. But 2010 was one of my best years for that, just because, like, I went back to school. There were a lot of patterns that got broken in this past year, and I'm extremely grateful for that. And I'm looking for more of the same. 1111. This is going to be a good New Year's Day, isn't it?
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
I was trying to think about that, because I've also really been trying to look at things and, you know, get some awareness. Because there are several things in my life that I'm really, really tired of them always being an issue, being there year after year after year. But I don't really have, I haven't gotten it narrowed down to exactly what my resolution is going to be. I want to make good grades and work really hard at school. I'm thinking a lot about school. And, oh, Lord, Afshin's doing P90X. I've told you about it. I don't know if other people have heard about it, but it's an exercise regime, which from the alert website, this guy, whenever he's talking, he must really believe in that whole concept of how important it is to do supplements, because he'll say, now take your recovery drink. Now you need to do your recovery drink. And Afshin's been doing the recovery drink you gave him, and he's really been liking it. But he's on, I'll look at my calendar, he is on day 16, and you can already tell a big difference. So that kind of motivates me to think, well, you know, just work out every day. Get back on that. For a while there I was, though, and it didn't seem like I was losing weight. I'm talking round and round in circles because I don't really have a goal that I'm going to lose weight and get in shape. I haven't really firmed it into a full-fledged goal, but that's what I definitely need to do.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to work on that more this year because I have a more physical job. And one of the things that's funny about supplements, and I'll share this, when I first took this job where I'm working out right now, I think I lost like 22 pounds in like the first 8 or 9 days. I mean, it was just...
My Lord.
It was within 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah.
And I thought, whoa, man, this is going to be really good. But then what happened was that I got into the same system of eating that I used when I drove a truck over the road. I was going out there, I was taking my bottle of water every day, and I was taking a protein bar, and that was all I was eating. So by the time I got home, I was starved to death. Now, my wife is one of the best cooks there is around, bar none. And I have missed home cooking like you wouldn't believe. And so when she would come in, when I'd come in from work, and she'd have a meal prepared for me because she knows how hard I'm working and everything. Well, it was so good and everything, I would have to ask for seconds. And there was a couple of times on dinners that were just my favorite. I might even have asked for thirds. So the thing that I realized that I've got to do different is that I've got to sit down and I can have the foods that I want to eat because I'm burning off enough calories. But I have got to stop the amount of what I'm eating. You know, I have to make some changes there. But what's so funny is that your body will adapt to just about anything. And the fact that I was losing weight, now I have put on muscle, so you will gain some weight with that. But the thing is that going into the thing of eating and going to bed and then getting up the next day, and, I mean, I'm working some really long hours, my body adapted to that to where all of a sudden it expects me to come home and have that big meal. And, it makes it easier for me to sleep and everything. So it is a process. And like Ashton was saying, I'm not sure what that was you were reading on there, but recovery, so all supplements do is add to your diet what's missing. That's it.
Well, the man says so, it's a tape program, P90 is. And so he's watching these tapes and doing these exercises. But the man, every time at the end of the workout, says, now you go drink your recovery drink. He, like,
yeah,
tells
good.
The people. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
You ought to get Ashton to call in because I have a new product line that's got a pre-workout drink that I have some samples on that will just blow his mind. It's something that tastes good. It mixes well with water. And you talk about something to give you a pump to do your workout, this stuff really works.
He's working.
My son Billy's using it, and he's just been blown away with it.
I think part of what has been helpful also for Afshin is the fact that he's on a program, so now he's doing it every day. That's what I'm going to try to learn from what he's doing and just start doing whatever it is that I'm going to do. Do it every day. Don't just always procrastinate it to... boy, I'm going to get started on that and really do it tomorrow. I was talking to your daughter, and she was talking about fitness, and I said, I'm going to do that one of these days. I can't even get myself to make the commitment. But for a while
well,
there, I
appreciate
I was
you
really
calling in, Joy.
Go ahead.
I think we have someone else here. The next person that calls in, they're going to get a product from Healthy to Go called Go Greens. It's a salad bar in a packet that you mix with water. So I think we have a hand raised, don't we, Starla?
Yes, we do. Sister Kaiser, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well in this late part of this year. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very good. We're kind of looking back at last year and trying to figure out what we need to do to make next year a very profitable year for us, both spiritually, financially, healthy, and everything. So what are your thoughts on what you're planning on doing this next year?
Well, I want to comment. I'll address that in a moment, but I do want to comment about a comment you made earlier about eating a lot before you go to bed. And so when your mother and I were doing this thing when we were in Tennessee about eating nothing cooked for several months, and we did all the juicing and all the salads and everything, and we did not go hungry. But we learned at that time that the doctor says that if you eat before you go to bed, you know, you are awake so many hours, do all your eating and all your body things, in, but when it's time to go to bed, your organs need to rest. In other words, your pancreas, if you eat immediately before you go to bed, your pancreas never rests. And that's when you have a lot of trouble with pancreas and a lot of other health issues, because it's not God didn't design us to eat 24 hours a day. And so that's when we learn not to do all that. Don't fill up. It feels good, and you say, well, you could go to sleep better. But it's not so much what you feel from the outside. It's what all the organs that are working overtime to keep us going when we do that.
That's good. Yeah, I used to tell people I was like a bear. I used to like eat a pizza and get the air conditioner on as high as it'd go in a hotel room and just get up under the covers. Boy, I could sleep so good. But the next day when I had to get out of bed, I was like, man, my joints would be all stiff and achy and everything. And, you know, I was like, man, I wished I hadn't have done that.
Well, the thing about the new year is I have made a new year's resolution in my life. Because in my never-to-be-humble opinion, everyone I ever heard make a new year's resolution, it turned out to be a mid-year revolution. So I don't want any revolutions in my life. I just want to do my best for the Lord every day. If we can just make the commitment to keep on doing what we know to do that's right for our body, soul, and mind, then I believe that God's blessings can be upon us when we do that.
I know you've been living for God for a long time, but last year, was there any specific thing that you seem like you learned in your spiritual walk to a higher level than you ever have before?
Oh, probably a lot about suffering and, pain in your body. I've had a lot of that, almost continually for a year. But it doesn't matter whether we're in pain and we don't seem just to get the right answer or the right thing coming along when we think we should. And that song says, he may not come when you call him, but he'll be there right on time. So I guess my main lesson out of all of that was, in the midst of this trial, this trauma, this pain that I've had for this past year with this hand and then with this finger, but God has brought me through in every area and had people in strategic times and places to just give me a word that says that God is going. 2 weeks ago, a lady stopped me and she said, I have a word from the Lord for you. And I said, well, thank you. And she said, you're going to wake up in just a few more days. You're going to wake up and that finger is going to be totally healed. And then she went on to say that not only that, as I guess the Lord was speaking to her as she was speaking to me, and she said that there's going to be just in a short while, and you're going to be at a place, and you're going to be involved in ministry, you're going to be teaching, and God's going to just work everything out. So I thought, wow, when you think you're down to nothing, I guess it proves that God is always up to something.
Right. Yeah, one of the things, and I was really amazed, my cousin was the one that said, and I've heard this all my life, but it's sometimes when people say things, all of a sudden it really hits you where you live. And he made the comment when he found out that his mother had breast cancer, that, God wasn't surprised by his mother coming down with breast cancer. And there's a lot of things that I'll be the first to admit, and you talk about that testimony or moaning or whatever it is. I know I'm one of those people that's guilty sometimes of getting up during the testimony service and really laying things out there that's not positive. And I don't know how many times I'm like, I know the Lord says that he won't put more on us than what he could bear, but I wonder if he might have just misfigured just a little bit on me, because I tell you, I feel like my burden is more than I can carry right now. But when you really realize that he's not surprised by what's come your way, and then you apply that to the scripture that lets us know that he's going to work it to our good, you can't lose. You really cannot lose. But in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the pain and suffering, that, I don't know. It's for me, it's one of those times. I know men and women are different, to where all of a sudden I look back and I'm like, you know, Lord, have I done something wrong? Lord, are you here? You know, are you aware of my situation? You know, and it's I don't know. It's I go into a lonely place within myself when I'm suffering sometimes that I know I shouldn't go. But I think this last year, like I've shared on some other things, has been so different for me to realize that I'm not walking through this alone, and that, you know, there's nothing to hinder me from laying whatever it is on the altar and say, Lord, I'm trusting you on this. You knew this was coming my way. You sent it to me. You know I need this for some reason. So it's you and me, Lord. You know, let's see where this leads us. And but I am one of the most impatient people probably in the world. I just, you know, I hate to go to a restaurant and order something and just, you know, feel like I've got no service and having to wait. And I'm like that sometimes in my prayer life. I'm like, Lord, I prayed about it yesterday, and I expected an answer today, and it's not here yet, you know. So, you know, what's the deal? And I think for myself, many times I forget who I'm talking to. And, you know, that we take the things of God and we make them common to us. But I rattled on there more than what I meant to. Do you have anything else to add to Sister Kaiser?
Well, the word that comes to me in every situation is this word trust. You know, we talk about how we love the Lord and how we know he's able, he can do this, and he can do that, and we know that. And we know that we have that innate knowledge of that and understand it. But where God, I believe, is dealing with us is, you got to trust me. In every situation, the word trust must come through. Because if we don't trust him, and say, people use that word so loosely, oh, but I trust God. But do you really trust him? Do you trust him enough to take your hands off, step back, and let him work it out? Because we're all guilty of that. I mean, you know, we all got our little fixed head on at all times in our spiritual walk with God. When we just take our hands and step back and let the Lord do it and trust him, everything will be all right.
That's good. Okie doke. Well, any of the people still on there? Joy Bells, did you have something else you wanted to add to what's being said?
Nope, I'm just enjoying the show. It's time to bring Block Talk Mama on, isn't it?
Yep.
She ain't raised no hand. I don't even know if she's even on here tonight. You know how she is. She's not very faithful to stay around here and listen to this show. She's always off doing her own things. And I know she's not calling people like, hey, tonight's the show.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Well, praise the Lord.
I ain't never bought it. Praise the Lord.
I have a new phone, and I was afraid of if I pressed 1 that I would be gone forever. I have hung up on more people today than you would ever believe. My comment is one that, you know, you have to practice what you preach for sure. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. It
Thank
is
you.
Our strength. And I name my child Joy. But if you, I taught a lesson, I alluded to it the other day when I was on the program. And I was going back through it today. I like to use the hand as for like a little outline when you're working with anybody, especially children, because there is that eye-hand coordination. The hand sends so many messages to the brain and the soul and the spirit. And the body, soul, and spirit that we are created, God gave us, created us this way. When it's in harmony, it's going to be, every part of it's going to be benefited from that. And joy and happiness is the key, really, because joy, if I have joy and I have happiness, then that means I'm trusting God. We're talking about trusting God. And if I were to go to bed tonight and I spent the whole night wondering if the bed was going to break, and I have in the past had beds that I didn't know for sure whether they wouldn't break. But anyway, my point is that you trust. You know, you trust God and you just relax, and that's not easy, but it works, and it brings forth so many blessings. So with the hand, you take the thumb, and that is the is when you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to smile at the Lord, and you're going to thank Him for bringing you through the night. There, I mean, if you and you get to thinking about that, there's a lot of people that did not make it through the night, that suffered all through the night. I know I've had sicknesses that seemed like that until daybreak, the pain just didn't let up. You know, headaches and stomach aches and all kinds of things. So I thank God if He's allowed me to come through the night, and then and I'm safe and my family's safe, and that just takes a second or two. And then the index finger, you point to something that God has already done for you. And I tell you what, when I get on that one, if I'll stay on that a minute, it'll put zip in your step when you think about what the look what the Lord has done. You know, the Pentecostals sing that song, He healed my body, He touched my mind. Just in time, the Lord was there. We're talking about the you were talking earlier about, you know, God knows just the timing on things, and we don't. You know, insanity is for us to keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. We have to trust in God, rest on God, and have joy in our relationship. And I'm working in this clubhouse, and you talk about learning things. I have learned more lately. With these people, this group plus our church spent a couple of $1,000 for these children during the Christmas. All I wanted them to do was make a thank you card. And, oh, yeah, they wanted to do it until it came time to do it. And then I tried to even give them some words, and so they wanted to use just one word instead of thanking this person and that person or for this thing or that thing. They thank everybody for everything. I mean, do we do that with God? Lord, I thank you for today. You've really been a good God. Well, how specific can we be? How much more can we truly let that gratitude be? You know what I'm trying to say, and I hear a lot of static, so I don't know if my new phone is disconnecting me or not. So that's all I have to say.
Well, you're still here.
All right.
You're still amongst us.
Do y'all agree with me?
I said that.
Do
what?
Y'all agree with me on that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we do have a tendency of doing that sometimes. Like, you know, God should just read our mind and know what we're thankful for. And there again, that's another one of my faults that I have, is it's hard for me to acknowledge sometimes things that people do. And I don't know why that is, because I appreciate things that people do for me. But I don't know what it is that I have a hard time sometimes acknowledging those things. And that's one of those things that, you know, I've tried to do better with. I mean, you know, like today, my wife worked, you know, all day today and came home and cooked me a meal. And so,
wow.
You know, I wanted to tell her when she made my plate and handed it to me that, you know, thank you. You know, that's, you know, looks good. You know, I appreciate you doing this. And but it's just, a lot of that has to do with a change of our heart and a change of our mind to, you know, to make it to where that we do those things. And, of course,
like
everybody
that.
Don't.
No, I like that. You know, I like the way you're saying that. That's very good.
Yeah, it's not something that just, but you don't want it to be just lip service either. That's why I used the example with the law enforcement thing the other day with the radio code, where, you know, that they holler 1050, and it means, you know, in your radio traffic, and you just say 1050 back if you don't have any. You know, I want it to be where people say, you know, praise the Lord, and you're like, well, praise the Lord. You know, it's just, we sort of program ourselves to do things, and, you know, turn it around. Would we want God to be programmed back at us to where it's just, you know, we get some kind of response, but not really the response that, you know, we should be getting. You know,
that's
we're not
good.
Getting the blessings and everything that will make us better than what we are now, to bring us to a higher level than where we are right now, to make us a better person. You know, it's, I don't know. We're living in a generation, which I was talking to Starla about this, and I know most of you don't keep up with what's going on as far as media and things like that. And we've mentioned several times that there's nothing new under the sun. But back in the 60s, they had a television show on called Hawaii Five-O. Well, guess what? They come up with this new big hit television show that everyone just loves, and it's Hawaii Five-O. And then today I heard that they have a new movie out called True Grit. And I'm like, wait a minute now, that's sacrilege. You can't take a movie that John Wayne did and take and let anybody else copy it and redo it. But, and that's one of the things that fascinates me with the classic radio shows from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, is that there's nothing new. Everything, you know, they can put a different spin on it. They can do something with special effects. They can change the people involved. But the stories are still just the same. It's nothing new. And mankind, we have a tendency to look at things as being progressive. And, you know, I look back at, you know, people say, what happened to the Roman Empire? Well, they progressed themselves right out of being. You know, you can progress yourself to where all this stuff that you, all these advances, I mean, the road systems and everything that were, you know, what people talked about during that time that was known all over the world were around Rome. You know, that's where that came from. And I'm like, wow, now we have the information highway here that everybody's, you know, going along with. But jobs are down, economy's down, you know, the weather cycles are really weird, and, you know, gasoline keeps going up, and, you know, everyone's looking for something else to blame as to why they can't get ahead. And it's just the same old thing of living life. It's just we're here now. And so we think everything is new because we are the generation that did this. And, you know, needless to say, I'm sure that probably the first natives that figured out they could beat on their little drums and send signals, and the Indians with their smoke signals and things, they probably thought, wow, look what we've done here. We're it. You know, that. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is when man thinks he's arrived, when you get to looking back at it as you get older, you realize that, no, you're just in a loop doing the same things, the same way people's been doing it, you know, forever. It is what it is. Man, that was almost depressing, wasn't it?
There was two people that were going to listen that I hope they go ahead and say something, Sister Ruth and Brother Dana, that they have.
Better raise their hand fast.
You know, one of the things I want to do here is I was sort of, you know, saying what I'm going to give here, but Joy Bells,
yes.
You have a choice of, I have some pills here from RX6. It's new technology. It's a weight loss product. I have a product that you mix with water for weight loss. It's triple action. It boosts metabolism, controls stress, reduces body fat. It's a tea berry flavor.
I'll take that.
You want that one?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
All right. Well, that's the one that's going to be put down to be sent to you then. And Starla's going to be getting everyone's address. Blog Talk Mom, you got the same choices here. You got the Natural Energy Boost that is a tropical punch flavor that you mix with water. We also have the one here is Go Greens. It says it's a salad bar in every packet. You add it to water. It's made with organic fruits and vegetables. We have the weight loss pills. I'm sorry?
I want that one. I want the Go Greens. That sounds really good. I was listening to a whole series of tape, and they said no matter what you do, if you don't add nutrition to your system, you know, like you were talking about a while ago, and so was Jorville, it worked. You know, you can just do it so long, and then you sort of fall off the wagon. And so I'm going to order some of different things you mentioned here. I'm going to order some of that because it's definitely the thing I need to do this upcoming year at my age.
All right.
All of our
Sister
ages.
Kaiser, you got the same choices. Which one do you want?
I may
have lost her.
I've got a new puppy, and I think she's tending to the puppy who was hollering.
Okay. Well, if she comes back on later, we can ask her. But the next caller calls in, you have the next choices here. The same things. You can get a sample of these products to be sent to you. If I have any guys that call in, I also have a new product from VPI. It's a pre-workout powder that you mix with water. It's really good, too, that you can have a choice of that also. So, all right, do we have anybody else that's got a comment they want to make?
I'm grateful for another year of the radio show.
Can you believe that we've been doing this as long as we have?
I really can't. It shows how fast time goes. And that's kind of the thing, too. I keep coming back to Afshin's workout thing. But anything where you're just doing it, if you just keep doing it week after week, then when you look behind you, you've got something to be proud of. And there will be a change. If you go ahead, mock me, Josie. That's okay.
That's
you
not like
can
a good
sit
promotion
and just talk
for maybe
about
a tennis
it
shoe or something.
You can talk and talk and talk, but never really get started. But if you'll just get started doing something, then you can look behind you and be proud of it.
It's a cinch by the inch and it's hard by the yard.
Exactly. Like you didn't know the first thing about having a radio show, and now you've almost been doing it for 2 years.
You're a professional.
And I still don't know a whole lot about doing a radio show. I've really progressed.
I think you do. You said that our first ones were pretty bad. I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah, I went back and listened. That's one of the great things about Archive. I can't lie to myself. I go back and listen to most other shows, and we've definitely gotten a little bit better than what we first started with on this. Another thing for this next year is I'm looking for people to come up with topics, guest speakers that you know would be willing to come on. We always have people that they have a special topic that, you know, they're really good at bringing out. Some people, we're having them share their personal testimonies and things. So we want to follow that, follow up with that this next year to get more input from people as to the topics of the shows. And so that it's not that, I mean, of course, around New Year's and Christmas, you know, those are pretty good. And my brother Henson said, he's like, man, I sure hope you don't play Thriller again at Halloween. I think we just about wore that one out. So it tickles me sometimes. A lot of people, you know, I do want to say I really appreciate the people that listen to the archive shows that can't listen to it live and, you know, that give us the comments. And for those of you that do listen, we do want to get more people involved in the talking process, though, and to sharing your opinions. Because, as I said before, I think we all learn and we all become better when we hear different viewpoints for something. I'm not looking for everyone to say, attaboy, Bill, and, you know, I agree with everything you say. I want some people to go out there and say, hey, sorry, dude, I think you're all wet behind the ears on this one, and then say why, you know, and give us something to go on. And so this is not the Wild Bill's opinion show. This is your place where we sit here and everyone has a voice in what's being said. Okie doke, come on, folks. This is your chance. Get your free say. All you got to do, you can just come on, tell me which one you want, and say hello if you want to. Tell us where you're calling from. You don't have to say what you plan on doing for a New Year's resolution or anything like that. You know, just we just want people to know that there are other people out there besides the ones you hear talking week in and week out.
Are you getting bored with us, Wild Bill?
No, but I did have some people that made some comments this last week talking about that it seemed like that it was the Wild Bill's family show. So, and if they want to have their own family show, they can go to Blog Talk Radio. And, no, I'm just playing. I do think we have someone else that came on here. Don't we, Starla?
Well, we've lost Starla.
Hello?
7376?
Yes. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you doing tonight?
This is Reverend Dana Brock from Pearl.
Well, we appreciate you calling. The supplements that we mentioned here, is there one that you would like to, which one would you like to have?
Well, I've kind of missed some of them. I got on late. I was watching a DVD Sister Lively had given me, and I got caught up in it, and I looked at the time, and I said, well, I kind of missed out. But,
yeah, well, we have several of the products here that you can use, the pre-mix that you mix with water. We have one for weight loss. We have one is Go Greens. It's like a salad buffet that you mix with water. We
That's
have
what
one
I like.
With energy.
Yeah,
you
I like
Go
the
Greens.
Green one. I used to drink something like it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we will be sure, and Starla will get your address information from you later, and we will be sure and send it out to you. So what would you like to add to our show tonight?
Well, I tell you, for the upcoming year, I would really like to be a different person than I've been. I think much of my life I've kind of patterned my life after other people, and this year I want to be an original. I want to be who God wants me to be. You know, you admire people. and you want to be like them, but I think sometimes we fail when we do that because, you know, people fail, and I ain't saying anybody failed, but I'm just saying I don't want to be a copy of anybody. I want to be an original. I think I've spent my last 20 years trying to, you know, find out who I really am and copying people, but I think this coming year I want to really realize who I am and what exactly my work for God is, and to do that. I don't know how much time I have left in my life, and, you know, I've been through a lot in my life, and I'm ready to put it all behind me. I'm ready to put all the pain and all the heartache and all the things and the memories and bad memories and just forget that it ever happened and start afresh and just use what time I have left in my life to find out who exactly am I and just to pattern my life after God and what he wants from me is what I want to do.
I really appreciate that. I can feel where you're coming from, because not just do I try to model myself after people sometimes, but I look for people's approval sometimes to set paths and directions in my life instead of just totally leaning on God, like, Lord, you know, like you're saying, you know, what is it you want me to do? You know, what am I supposed to be for you, Lord? What vessel am I?
Right.
And that is so powerful.
I can't live up to people's expectations. I can't do the same as everybody else, and I don't have the qualities that other people have, and I don't have the calling other people have. So I can't be like them. You know, sometimes we see people doing great things for God, and we envy them and say, that's what I want to do. But it may not be what God wants us to do. And we miss out on the whole thing that God has for us. And I think that's the last few years I've kind of missed out on something because I'm too busy wanting to be like somebody else. And they're doing this great work, God, and I want to do this. But in the process, I forget who I really am, because that's not what God has for me. So I want to just kind of just drop it all and just be still and just sit still for a moment and just let God tell me what he wants me to do, even if it was just opening the door for people. As long as I knew that's what God wanted me to do and that's what pleased him, that would make all the difference in the world. It's not what I want to do. It's not what I want to do for God. It's what God wants me to do for him.
I've heard a quote that I can't remember exactly how it goes, but the point is that no matter how hard you try, you can only be the second best at being somebody else. But you'll definitely be the number one of being you, because that's who you're supposed to be. That's who you're put here to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're just feeling sorry for laughing at me earlier, Mama. I know.
That's good.
There again, my problem in that situation is being still and waiting, though. It's the being patient.
That's right.
The Lord's really got to, you know, really help me on that, because I so want to please, but I don't want to wait for the answer sometimes. You know, so I'm like, is this the answer?
I'm very impatient. I push things, and I think that's one of the problems is I'm like just pushing things. Okay, God, let me get ahead of you. I believe I know what you want me to do. And it ain't what he wants me to do, because I never give him a chance. I just jump ahead thinking I know what he wants me to do, and it ain't, because it always falls through.
Right.
You know? But I want to wait on
tonight,
him.
Isn't that wild, Bill? That's what everyone has kind of said, is that feeling of not trying to work it out ourselves, but to just trust. And,
right.
I mean, of course, there is a part that we have to do ourselves, but not trying to figure it all out and get some certain outcome to things.
Sometimes trust.
Now, God either has all the answers or he doesn't, and it's just the waiting on him to let us know. But that waiting for me is just so hard, you know, because I'm programmed to want to go. You know, just, you give me a direction and turn me loose.
Right.
And I'm kind of like that horse I had that time. I was riding her flat out going down a country road, and they'd been riding her the day before, and they turned left on a fire road off of the gravel road, and the horse remembered where they'd been riding the day before, and I hadn't been there. So when we got to that turn, she went left, and I kept going straight. And I think I do that with God sometimes. We go to a certain place, like, okay, you're doing good, and he makes that turn, and I'm scooting on my nose, going down the road. You're like, hey, what happened to my horse?
Right. Absolutely.
That's not near that funny, Mom.
It was cute. I think, Bill, that you have one of the sweetest attitudes that I've ever seen in anyone. I know, you know, you're not absolutely perfect, which nobody is, but Wabu, you have you're just precious.
Well, if you want to know how I'm not precious, we could have a show on here and let Starla tell everyone of all those things where I'm not so precious. And I think we could probably do a 4-hour special expose there. So,
well, hey,
Starla's
always ready to jump in there and chime in about how precious you are. I'll take up for you, Starla.
Well, I love my husband, and I think he is precious.
See?
Most of the time.
We have to keep him in line a little bit. If you didn't keep him in line, he wouldn't be so precious, would he?
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, I kind of,
well, I think it's
the first of the show here, I'm like, Starla, are you going to do something different tonight? And she's like, huh, what? Now you tell me? And so, once again, I, right there at the last minute, come up with something. But, you know, for me, sometimes that's good. When someone tells me to do something last minute, it doesn't give me a chance to think up a reason why I can't do it.
Right.
Now you know his pattern, Starla. That was his plan. He would throw it on you too quick for you to think of a good excuse not to do it.
He's got to get up a little bit earlier in the morning to throw a new pattern on me. This is a little bit of the old pattern. We're starting a new year,
oh,
Bill.
Oh, me. That's true.
It's going to be
I make his comments about how you throw you out there, you can do, you know, whatever they're supposed to do. But I will never forget a preacher one time was preaching about the person that was stooped over. And I was pretty limber as a young person, and I was, you know, skinny as a rail. But he wanted me to bend over and grab my ankles, and then he wanted me to walk. I don't know if you ever tried to do that or not, but I couldn't make it work, folks.
He believed in miracles, didn't he?
Either.
I'm like, you're going to have to lay hands on me before this is going to play out here, brother.
People that would maybe say, I don't know if they were teasing or why they would say it was the family show, but that in itself speaks volumes that different generations, different locations, and that we can come together and speak on matters that are vital. How many families could do that? That's an excellent format to have family that love each other enough and can share their views on in these areas.
Good point.
Well, what I shared with them was is that they can just jump in and be part of the family, because that's really what I want this to be. I want everyone to feel welcome. You know, to share an opinion, and I may disagree, and I may say that I disagree. But as long as you're saying it in a way to where you're communicating without cursing or being, you know, attacking somebody else on the show, everyone has a voice to share, you know, what their opinion is.
Even the TV?
I know a story that goes with that.
What's that?
A man had a meeting. I couldn't hear it. This man had a big meeting. He was the owner of this company. And he said, everybody that agrees with me say yes, and everybody else say I resign. So we want everybody to join in. Just don't get far. Okay.
Well, it's hard to believe we're down here at the bottom of our hour. We got less than a minute left. Starla, was you able to get everyone's address?
Daniel Brock is still on, and I can get his, and I think I know everybody in our family.
Okay. Yeah, you just that button there with the info, you just click on his and yours, and no one can hear what you're saying. You can get his information while we're still on the air. So. Okay. Anybody got any comments as to what we could look at for future shows?
What to name my dog?
No, there's a family show for you. Come help name Block Talk Mom's dog. We could have a contest. You got to name it some kind of food.
What about peanut butter? Mr. Peanut, Sir Peanut. Well,
no.
Bill, I thoroughly enjoy your program, and don't be silly. I'm not a trust I'm off the air, and Starla, you're just wonderful, and Joy Bell, you're wonderful.
You couldn't think me up my own word?
You're super wonderful. And I appreciate Brother Dana for calling in tonight because this is late and he has to get up really early, but he just he's just a wonderful person. He's just a great friend, part of the family of God, man of God. And he enjoys Wild Bill.
You sound like Lawrence Welk. Wonderful, wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful. Everything but champagne bubbles.
All right, well, I want to thank everyone for calling in. We're at the end of our streaming here, and want to ask that everyone continue to join us this next year and take advantage of, you can go to the alert1supplements.com website, and there you can go and put in the words New Year as one word and get a 10% discount on all your purchases, so take advantage of that. And everyone look forward to your stuff will come to you, your supplements in an alert envelope. And so don't think it's junk mail and throw it away. And we'll try to get that out to everybody tomorrow. We pray that everyone has a blessed new year coming up ahead. And I forgot to mention it, but someone has a birthday coming up on January the 3rd. So we want to say happy birthday to Blog Talk Mom in advance. To get ready for that, it's hard to believe it was a year ago that we were all there to be with you for your birthday. And, man, it just, time has flown by. So thank you, everyone, for calling in. All of our military people, you're still in our thoughts and prayers, and we'll be with you next week. God bless you. Have a good night.